For WAMC News, I'm Lucas Willard. The Albany Pine Bush Preserve is known for its rare habitat and, as many Capital Region residents can attest, fire. Its 3,300 acres are maintained by prescribed burns. A presentation this evening at the Albany Pine Bush Discovery Center will focus on lessons learned from the last 28 years of prescribed fire. To learn more, I spoke to Albany Pine Bush Preserve Conservation Director Neil Gifford.
The data shows for hundreds of years there were anywhere from 1 to 15 fires a year someplace in the pine bush. And we try and mimic that by utilizing prescribed fire with our crews and working with New York State DEC forest rangers to put fire on the ground every year, but in different spots. So depending on whether or not we're in a restoration phase at a given spot or if we're in trying to maintain high quality habitat. But on average, any one spot in the preserve should receive fire at least once every 5 to 10 years.
And the pine bush is known for its unique plants and animal species. Mm-hmm. So how does fire contribute to preserving that area? Because you might think, oh, if we're setting a fire to this field, how does that benefit anything living or growing here?
It's varied. So in particular, fire is needed to prepare seed beds for the native plants that many species use exclusively. The best example of that is the Carner blue butterfly that feeds as a caterpillar exclusively on wild blue lupin. But that story repeats itself dozens and dozens of times for many of the wildlife that are in the preserve that depend on one or two particular plants who are in turn dependent upon fire to maintain habitat for those plants.
And that's because the fire will clear out plants to let new plants grow. Also probably, I'm guessing, maintains something to do with the soil as well.
Right. So that's part of it. So fire is kind of instant decomposition. So it fertilizes the soil, which in the pine bush on really dry, nutrient-poor sand, that's important. Fire gets rid of competing vegetation. It stimulates flowering, seed production, resprouting of key native plants like lupin, like pitch pine. And in the case of pitch pine and this other little flowering shrub, New Jersey tea, fire actually is the thing that causes the seeds to germinate.
And what are some of the conclusions that the pine bush has put together about has that almost three decades been successful in maintaining the native plants and animal species?
In summary, yes, the three decades has been successful, but the presentation is really going to focus on what we've learned in that time, what we thought initially about what fire would do on this landscape by itself has been transformed, and we've gone through a paradigm shift from thinking that fire alone would restore the pine bush and restore habitat for rare species to realizing that fire was kept out of the system for so long that resetting the stage requires a heavier hand than we initially thought. So now we're going through and we're doing mowing. We're thinning the forest to open the canopy and create the structure and then utilizing fire. And that has been a game changer for us. And we've been able to see, you know, our Carner population fully recovered. Tens of thousands of Carners are in the pine bush every year now. And the habitat looks like it used to, and we're seeing other wildlife respond in a similar way. Birds, reptiles and amphibians, a bunch of other insects, their distribution and abundance in the preserve has grown as a result of what we're doing with fire and using some of these other tools in combination with fire.
And so the example of the pine bush and in working with partners like DEC, like you'd mentioned, how is that useful in a time where we see wildfires catch up more frequently in other areas of the country, right now Australia, of course? So are there lessons that are learned here in Albany that can be applied elsewhere around the U.S., around the globe?
Yes, and that's a really good point because there is a lot in the news right now about wildfire and uncontrolled wildland fire. And even in Australia, they do a ton of prescribed burns there because they know they live in a fire-dependent habitat. And here, the burning that we're doing does reduce the likelihood of uncontrollable wildfires in this landscape. That used to occur multiple times every year. And the last really big fires were in 81 and 86, and those were each over 300 acres in size.
That's Albany Pine Bush Preserve Conservation Director Neil Gifford, who will be speaking tonight beginning at 6:30 at the Albany Pine Bush Discovery Center. To learn more, visit WAMC.org. For WAMC News, I'm Lucas Willard.